Protesters, politicians, and proponents of local rail systems gathered at the HART station in downtown Tampa. Governor Charlie Crist signed House Bill 1B today, which passed during the recent Florida legislative special session. It sets up a framework for Florida's passenger rail system, including SunRail, TriRail, and potential plans for high-speed rail. Crist signed the bill in Tallahassee before driving through Tampa and Orlando for ceremonial signings. Tampa's ceremony at the HART station is a site that may be a central hub for potential high-speed rail plans.
It is the most significant first step in getting high-speed rail for Florida. And I couldn't be more proud. After this, we're going to go on to Orlando, gentlemen. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful day for all of Florida. After that, we go on down to Fort Lauderdale. Because of the SunRail, the TriRail, and high-speed rail, all of these connectors will make a huge difference for Florida. And the most important point I want to make about this project is jobs, jobs, jobs. That's what it's really all about.
Crist is touting the move as a vehicle to bring jobs and revenue to Florida. He says the promise of job opportunities was a selling point in the House and the Senate.
That's what this is all about. This will provide thousands of jobs. Thousands of jobs for our fellow Floridians. Millions in revenue to the Sunshine State at a time we need it the very most. This is the holiday season. We have a lot to be grateful for today. We really do. And so with that, we have a bill here for me to sign to make sure that this goes into law.
The bill is expected to attract high-speed rail to the state. Florida has applied to receive $2.5 billion in federal stimulus funds for high-speed rail that will connect Tampa and Orlando. Once developed, the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, plans to develop commuter rail across the Tampa Bay area. WMNF asked Crist what could happen if Florida is refused the stimulus dollars for high-speed rail.
Well, that would be a shame, wouldn't it?
Today, U.S. Representative Kathy Castor and Florida CFO Alex Sink issued press releases commending Crist's signing of the bill, which has also gained support from City Council member John Dingfelder. He says the legislation is sending a strong message.
Not only across the state, but more importantly, we're sending a message to Washington and to President Obama that the state of Florida is very serious about high-speed rail. Florida will put up its money and tell the feds we're ready to go. If that happens, then I think when we come to our local one-penny sales tax initiative next fall, I think it has a much stronger chance of success.
Conservative protester Kevin Wright claims that job creation won't balance the expense of the project.
The gambit is that somehow if we play along with this rail deal, well, then we'll give you more stimulus funds on these other projects that you want. We're not going to get out of our cars to ride in buses or trains. Every one of these people know that. Why are we sitting and going, oh, we got to have high-speed rail? High-speed rail was in the 1920s.
But supporters of high-speed rail claim that the cost of highway repair far exceeds that of rail maintenance. The bill gives hope to Connect Us President Ed Taranchik, whose organization was created solely for the potential high-speed rail operation. In 30 days, Florida will find out if they will get the stimulus dollars, and he says that high-speed rail construction will begin before any TBARTA project.
I think you could probably do commuter rail in the Tampa Bay area for around $15 million per mile. Contrast with that at highways at $100 million. Each mile of rebuilding malfunction junction is $500 million per mile.
Republican representative in the Florida House, Kevin Ambler, said that the bill failed to pass three times due to concerns from fiscal conservatives that the legislation would put undue burden on taxpayers. He said that the bill won't divert taxes, but will compete for stimulus money that is already set aside for rail.
If Florida didn't draw down those monies, their portion, which would be $2.5 billion, then those monies would go to another state. The money for the SunRail portion of this is out of existing budget allocations that were already set aside for this purpose. So it's not being diverted from education, it's not being diverted from healthcare, it's not being diverted from our court system.
And if Florida receives the stimulus funding, construction could begin in 18 months, with completion set in 2014. TBARTA will still have to get funding for local rail projects, which could come from the 1 cent sales tax if it passes on the ballot next November. Reporting from downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.